Thanks for downloading this podcast. It's for personal use only and must not be broadcast, reproduced, or used in any form without permission.
Tell your friends they can get their own copy wherever they get their podcasts.
Back to the second of a triple header of weekend here at the 2021 PCCA in Ningbo. So earlier this morning, we had a very exciting battle between all our Porsche drivers for round one, where Daniel Liu from Team Jepson took overall victory ahead of Lin Kang from Meidong Racing. So let's take a look at the grid ahead for this afternoon then. So it will be Daniel again taking from P2 alongside our pole man Leo Ye from BD Group.
Packed grid down there at the moment on the front straight of this 22-cornered, 2.5-mile track. It's a real one for the technicians, and the air and track temperature have rocketed since this morning's race. The Michelin tyres are going to get a real workout this afternoon. Good news for the drivers is the humidity's dropped a little bit, but 49 degrees on the track with the UV heading down onto the track all morning. That's going to be very hot indeed. Right, let's pick up some of the atmosphere and head down to Andrea, who is with Alex Gibault from Porsche.
Welcome back to the grid. I'm here joined by the managing director of Porsche Motorsport Asia Pacific, Mr. Alexander Gibault. Hello, Alex. Really good to see you. And it's fantastic to be back on track, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Welcome, everyone. I think it's fantastic to be back on the track after this 3 months break, even though, you know, we did some testing over the summer. But, of course, the intensity and the emotion when you race is completely different. So we are very happy to be back with all the teams and drivers here in Ningbo.
Yeah, of course, Ningbo is one of the four Chinese tracks we'll be racing on this season. And not only that, we will also see an unprecedented number of Chinese drivers racing for the PCCA this season. So is it fair to say that the PCCA definitely has a China focus for the season then?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, we used to have 2 to 3 Chinese drivers in the past. This year we have almost all 20 drivers all coming from mainland China. So it's a great show that we are pushing, and all the work we do to develop the motorsport culture is paying off because we have local teams, we have local drivers, and we are very happy to see this field here.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Alex.
Great to see Alex down there on the grid. Fantastic support that Porsche Asia has given to this championship. So round 6 today, round 7 tomorrow morning. Good opportunity for championship points haul, as we were talking about early on. Let's have a look to see some of the cars on the grid. Well, the good news is that our pole sitter is there. And that is Leo Ye in the 22 car on the right of the start grid. That's the silver and black car. And that car had some left front steering damage, but the guys at Absolute, on behalf of BD Group, have done a cracking job. No points scored at all for Leo Ye in the first race, so he will be looking to make amends for that. Team Jepson and Daniel Liu went long. Well, he's got the momentum now, took his first win of the season in round 5 here earlier on today, and we have seen that he is very strong indeed in the opening laps. And that is something that we're going to have to keep our eyes on for him and see if he can pull that manoeuvre off again, because once he got through, he drove away. Second row of the grid, third position. Another absolute run car, Team Star Chase, the bright orange machine. And that is Yuquai alongside him. Another hard charger in the number 86. This is the Porsche holding car, and that is Toyue. That's the black, white and red machine on the inside behind that front row, number 20. I feel he had a bit of pace early on as well, but couldn't utilise it. One of the better starters from the first race. Keep an eye open for Toro Racing and Max Visa. Car with the red mirrors just sticking out on row three on the pit wall side of the grid. You can just see the two red stripes around the front of that car. That's Max. It will be a standing start. So let's take a look at the 2.5 mile circuits. Alan Winslow designed. He's been doing a number of these tracks for My Time, the division of Geely, dedicated to education and as well as sport from. 22 corners. Leo Yech this morning with a 146.1. Excellent stuff. And that is much quicker. In fact, you know what? That's only 6 seconds away from an F3 time around here. A variety of corners and surfaces and a little bit of elevation change as well within the 4 kilometres or 2.5 miles means that there's plenty going on for the drivers and for the cars. The key thing here for the teams, particularly in this heat, is how are you going to set the car up? Heavy at the start with all the racing fuel, Michelin tyres that you are going to have on for 16 laps or a little over 30 minutes. Here's how they'll line up. So Leo Ye in the 22. Alongside him, Daniel Luwenlong. He's got the momentum, as we mentioned earlier on. Yuquai in the 99 on the inside of row 2 from the number 86 of Toyue. Then it's Yuan Bo in the number 88. Really tight, by the way, less than a second from the top five. Then Max Visa for Toro in seventh position on the inside of the third row. Bao Jinlong for Team Shanghai Yonder. He's got Min Heng beside him. That's the number 66 car. And then we're into some of the Pro-Am categories. Three categories of cars here, all determined on the drivers. And the pole sitter for Pro-Am in 10th, Henry Kwong, with Eric Kwong alongside him. With Henry Kwong alongside him, the other way around. Bianye in 11th, Nathan Liu Wenhe. Now, he was quick in the first race. Keep an eye on him. 8.28, Li Xia is in 13th. Li Chao in 14th. Jackie Wu. Now, is Jackie Wu on the grid? He couldn't get that car started. The number 69 car had to be pushed off the grid. Lin Kong in 17th. Zhou Biwan in 18th in the 68. And the 666 right at the back, Lin Gui in 19th position. So just to see if I can spot Jackie's car going through there. Jackie's the white car with the red stripes along the bottom and the black bonnet swoosh. And the silver car, rather. Is that him going through there? I think he's on the grid. We'll confirm that when we see them on the grid itself. We're talking about the 69 car. Is the 911 going through? Number 911, I should say. So Jackie shouldn't be too far behind that. Coming to the end of the track is where this elevation really drops away on this right-hander, and then you've got to slow the car down for a nasty little left-right flick before the final left-hander. Now Paul Sittner then bringing the cars to the grid. So Leo Ye, who will want to get his championship challenge back on track, literally, as he brings the field round. Now it's the waiting game for those at the front. Watching for the cars coming round. There's Jackie coming into position in the 69, so he is there. Just waiting for the final car to come round. That's the 666 horsepower racing car. Flingo 8. Chase car at the back of the grid. This was about the time that we had the problem with Jackie. We were in the first race, but we did get him out. Green flag is waving. Round 6 for the 2021 Porsche Carrera Cup Asia. He's got. Lights are out. And again, a good start by the Poulsen that immediately defends to the inside. But Daniel didn't get as good a start as he did the first time. And he's under pressure from Toy Louis himself as they go down to the first corner. Big lock-up by the red, white and blue car. And that was Bao Jinlong who was torturing his Michelins early on. It's the Paul Sitter who's got away and streaked away. What, 3, 4, 5 Porsches lengths between him and Daniel in second place. Toy Louis in third. Fourth bright orange car. That is the number 99 of Yu Kuai. All of these drivers have pace. Up there as well, 88. That's Yuen Bo. That's the Ivory Bay Capital car, another absolute run car. Ingo Matter been across in Europe for Le Mans. The man at the head of Absolute Racing, based at, substantially at least, at Shanghai International Circuit. They're in a very tight ship. Four cars under their stewardship here this weekend. What a first lap, though, from our pole sitter. Leo Ye in the number 22. Now, this is the way to bounce back after that damage in round 5. Really needs to maximise the points. Bumped out of second place in the championship by the man who is behind him. So, points to make up here. Really can't afford, in such a shortened competitive championship, to have non-finishers. I have no doubt that Leo Ye will know that as well as anybody. They complete the first lap. And head round the fast corner. Down into the middle section of the circuit. The leaders then, first, second and third. All pro class drivers. Looks like it's a change for fourth position. That's the Juan Bo 88 car that's gone through there. The orange car has dropped back. That's Yu Kuai. So that's a change of position. Leading in the amateur class once again is Bao Jinlong, despite that lock-up. Oh, and a spin. Oh, and that is the very car we were talking about. Yuen Bo, who had just gone up into fourth position, facing the wrong direction. The four-way flashes come on automatically on these cars. So the Ivory Bay Capital driver has slipped all the way down to the back of the grid, and the leaders are together. Leaders are together. So our Paul Sittner, the number 22, Leo Ye, now with the mirrors full of Daniel Liu Wenlong. Split by a couple of tenths in qualifying. 146.4 for Leo Ye, 146.6 for Daniel. And another spinner. This is the heat, isn't it? It really is. Li Chao facing the wrong direction in the Porsche Beijing Central and Golden Park car. That's one of the Pro-Am runners. Nearly 50 degrees Celsius on the track. Let's see if we can work out what happened further back down the field. Oh, now there was definitely some assistance there, and the black and yellow car of Henry Kwong was involved. Very unusual for Henry, normally a very fair and respectful bit of a stick. Cup spec tyres, and the top three have disappeared. They've put some 3.5 seconds into fourth place. Now back in fourth now, obviously, after that spin from Yuen Bo, is Yu Kwai in the orange 99 across the lap for the completion of another full circuit, 4 kilometres, 2.5 miles. There's fourth place, the bright orange car. Then the battle for fifth. Now, in there is Lee Kong. Also, right up there, Eric, who is leading the Pro-Am category. That is the number 23 of Eric Kwong in the Kiddie World Racing multicoloured Porsche. That one's always easy to pick out, and he's running very steadily, well inside the top 10 there. It's already had 4 race wins out of 5 this year in his class, and really has taken the AM Championship by the scruff of the neck. He's dominated it, doing exactly the same today. Next best AM driver, Henry Kwong, down in 14th position. So that'll tell you how well Eric Kwong is doing. The top three, just round about 3 seconds away from Yu Kwai in fourth position in that orange number 99. And after challenging the third place driver now, number 86 car, that is Toyota in the black, white and red car, is just dropping away a little bit. Now that might free Daniel Liu from looking in his mirrors and allow him to focus more forward, maybe get a little closer to the leader. 16 laps, we have got a time limit, but I think that will only come in if we have an extended safety car period. These laps have been ripped off very quickly indeed, well under a minute and 50 seconds at the front of the field. Just to give you an idea, the outright lap record here is a 140.7 set in 2018 by Jake Hughes in the Asian F3 Championship in a Tatus T318 in F3 Asia, and we're 7-8 seconds is all we are away from that in a GT car. Big lock up for Daniel there, and look, that has put the lights on the car. In fact, the leader's got the lights on as well. Now what's going on here? Have they all locked it up, and once they trigger that, the car knows that something has happened and it puts the lights on. We've also got some traffic ahead. Now let's look at the battles further down the field. That's where the lights are flashing, sitting in behind the 828. So that's positions made up by Li Jia, and dropping to the back, Li Chao in the number 9 car, and the 88, we saw the spin off, Yuen Bo in the Ivory Gray, Capital Car. So both of those guys effectively out of position. Leaders across the line. That's a great lap. Great lap for the leader. The man who started from pole, Leo Ye, has now pulled out 10 cars lengths to second place. And from being able to concentrate on the rear aerofoil, that new rear aerofoil with the swan neck mountings on the new 992 Cup car, Daniel Liu is now in defensive mode because Toyota is sitting there with those menacing yellow accents just alongside the headlights. Almost look like the second set of lights on the front of the Porsche Holding number 86 car through the midfield. As you were, I say that Yu Kuai is not catching quite as quickly as I thought. 2.5 seconds away from third. Further down the field, that battle we were looking at earlier on, Jackie Wu out on the circuit with the flashes going. So I was right, he did get that car going. Slight change of livery for Jackie this weekend. Now he's turned the lights off, but ahead of him it is the 666. It's the grey car of Ling Yue, who started right at the back, so has made up 5 positions. Make that 6 positions. Sits in 14th at the moment and 5th in class, his class being the Pro-Am category. Driver on the move at the moment in 8th position. Keep an eye out for the 66. And that is at Ming Hung in the Toro Racing number 66. And he's moving up forwards, whereas Max Weiser didn't get the start I'd built him up to. 66, 2 cars ahead of Eric Kwong in the kiddie car, and then Kiddie World car, and then the Max Weiser car. They're battling for position, but not in class. That's 8th and 9th ahead. And the reason I said that I thought the 66 car was on the move as Max goes through, so he lost a few positions at the start, but now showing his experience and fighting his way through the field. The reason I thought that the 66 car was moving in, in fact, he's now got past Eric Kwong, as Max has just done. So that means there's now just 2 seconds between the number 66 of Ming Hung and 6th position car, which is Bao Jin Long for Team Shanghai yonder. And they are battling for the Pro-Am lead in 6th and 7th. So need to keep an eye on the 2 Toro Racing cars, which have both made overtaking manoeuvres in the last lap. And there we are, the white, blue and red car of the class leader in 6th, Bao Jin Long. And it didn't take that number 66 car long to catch it. I've got to say it, I thought he was moving forward, but he's done even better than I expected there. Ming Hung then, right in the wheel tracks of the class leader. Toro Racing with 2 cars coming as well. Going to get a bit of help from his teammate. Not in the same class. Max is in the pro class. He's passed Eric Kwong, of course, in that lap as well. And down the inside at that fast sweeping turn one. That almost an opportunity to go through. But that is such a hard one to pull off. You've really got to get a good punch out of the final, the 22nd and final corner here. But look at Max coming as well. That second Toro Racing car as his teammate jinks to the left, then the right, then the left again. Oh, it's going to be a 3-car battle for 6th anytime soon. Max Weiser found some pace here. He'll want to get rid of these 2 cars and try and get up the road. But there's 12 seconds now between this battle and the back of the pro field. So Ling Kong would be the next target for Max It's much closer though for Ming Hong. So they are battling for that lead in the Pro-Am category. Three classes of driver, all the cars are the same. Here comes Max. Now, really, he doesn't want to interfere here too much, unless, of course, he thinks he can help his teammate. He's going for it really early as we come to the end of this lap. Just coming up the half distance. Oh, little mistake there. Here's the opportunity. Down the inside. This is lovely. It's going to be side by side into the chicane. We've seen how difficult that is, but the crossover down the hill, that's a wonderful manoeuvre by Ming Hong. Still hasn't quite got it done. The two Toro cars, the silver and the grey. Here comes Max, final corner. That hasn't helped his teammate. So Max has taken a position away from his teammate there. I wonder if he let him through. No, none of that. Now, who's this coming through in behind them as well? That looks to me as though it's the Nathan Liu Wenlong number 911 car with the Porsche script on the side, flashing his lights with the red stripe on the bonnet. Yes, it is. So that car having come up again from a rather lowly starting position, exactly as we saw in the first race, from 12th position and now disputing 6th. This is all exactly the opposite, I think, of what Min Hung wanted. He was battling for his leading class. Now his teammate's taking up the cudgels on Baji Long. Meantime, let's check in further up the field, where Yu Kuai in the bright orange car, he's starting to get a bit of pressure now. And that's the number 12 of Li Kong in the Maidong Racing silver car. Our leader crosses the line into the second half of the race now. The gap is a second, just over a second, for Liu Ye. BD Group cars engineered by Absolute Racing. Haven't seen much of him, but he's just been gently plying his trade. Still Daniel Liu in second. Now that battle we were watching earlier on, and Max Visser scythes down the inside. Is his teammate going to take the opportunity as well? Bajin Long could not hold Max back. So that battle for Pro-Am now is in 7th and 8th, and it's still Baojun Long and Ming Hung. Battle for 2nd position is turned up to 11 again as well. You always know when a driver has run out of ideas when they start flashing the lights to you here in the red, white and black number 86. Of Porsche Holding. Toyue trying different lines, putting his car on different parts of the track. And the guys have been putting a lot of energy into the Michelins. Remember, we started this race with a track temperature 49 degrees Celsius, and it's just climbing. Weather forecast told us that there was going to be a few clouds today. They were wrong. It's been sunshine since early morning. And the temperature in the air in the mid-30s now, with that UV on the track all day. It's quite a dark surface here with it being a new track. Only started building it and racing on it in 2017. And that dark surface is absorbing the UV energy. Well over 50 degrees Celsius now on the track here at Ningbo. Leader getting in the way, and the reason is because the battle for second and third is now slowing them up. The question for me now is, can the number 99, the orange team star chase car of Yu Kuai, can he start to close down? He's got company now, as I suspected. The number 12 car of Ling Kong really pushing along now, and we're going to have a battle very shortly for fourth position. I just wonder if they can bridge that gap to the battle for second, and all of a sudden we'll have a four-car scrap for two places on the podium. At the moment, the pole sitter, Leo Yeh, with that amazing 146.4 in qualifying, but we've seen him do a 46.1 in race conditions. So that is the, unofficially at least, the lap record for Porsche Carrera Cup Asia around here. Two pairs, second and third, battling. Third and fourth also having their fight. And it's pretty tight for seventh and eighth as well, which is the lead in Pro-Am. And that is still Bajing Long in the number six, chased by Ming Hung in the 66 Toro racing car. But at the front of the field, it's where we've got to keep our attention at the moment. Was there? I think there was a little mistake there. Just a little mistake from Ling Kong. And he's dropped back from the bright orange car that he was chasing. Meanwhile, change. Have we got the Toro car ahead? Yes, we have, but it's the 66. So, yes, that's a change of lead. As I thought, that battle had heated up enough. So, the 66... No, hang on a second. 66 is ahead, but he's ahead of Shopee Wan. So, where is the number 6 of Bao Xilong? He's got away. There's been a mistake then by the number 66 driver, Min Hung, because he's dropped 5 seconds and he was only about half a second away from the leader. So that last lap, yeah, look, the lap times have dropped away. So has there been an off-track incident? There must have been. Right in behind them, by the way, the AM-class leader, Eric Kwong, in the Kinney World car, the number 23 multicoloured car. So going to be another top 10. Oh, well, I'm telling you now, Ming Hung not going to be happy with that, because he was battling for the lead. His teammate came through, almost gave him the opportunity. Max Visser up into sixth position, but some 22 seconds away from the back of the battle at the front of the field. What he didn't do was open the door enough to let Ming Hung go by Bao Xilong. Now, in fact, Min Hung under pressure, and this is a class position here for Zhou Biwon. Now, I've got a feeling that the 68 car started well back. Yes, 18th position. So that's been a great drive through the field by Zhou Biwon. It's the silver and blue car currently in 9th position, 2nd in that Pro-Am category. The number 6 car up the road, some 5 seconds up the road from this battle. Number 6 being Bao Xilong, as I say, the leader. 2nd in the Pro-Am Championship coming into this weekend to Bien Ye. Struggling at the moment, down in 13th position and 4th in class. So again, championship implications. That category coming in here, barely 10 points across the leading runners. Chubby one tries to look down the inside, got the nose of the silver car in there for a moment. Discretion being the better part of valour. Another car with the hazard flashes on, who must have locked a brake. ABS on these cars, even in the pro, for the pro runners. It's an addition for 2021 on the 992 version of the Porsche 911 Carrera Cup Racer. Let's check in with the leaders. The battle at the front of the field, seemingly at the moment, still going the way of the man who started on the inside of the front row. Leo Yeh leads it by over a second and a half now, and we have got the four cars that I was expecting battling for two spots on the podium. Daniel Lewin, who won the fifth round of the season earlier on today here at Ningbo, holding second place at the moment from Toy UA in the 86 car. Then the bright orange car is Yu Kwai. Behind Yu Kwai, the silver and blue number 12 is Ling Kong. And only two of those drivers will stand on the podium. Mr. Ling Kong there just pulling out of the hot, what I'm sure is very hot air in behind that bright orange vehicle sponsored number 99. It's a Team Star Change car. Oh, this is all going to get really interesting at the end. Drivers will be tired. Tyres will be somewhat past their best. Michelin builds a phenomenal tyre for these races, and they are very durable across the 35 or so minutes that these races will last. But they are really being put through the grinder here with the extreme track temperatures. Fuel burning out the cars here with just three laps to go. That second group then of four cars battling for second, third, fourth and fifth. Daniel Lewis, this time the man who is being chased, he knows he can't put a Michelin tyre wrong on this infield section. It's quite hard to pass. You've got a plan, you've got a scheme. But there are places where even the smallest mistake, you go offline here, and there's a pretty wide racing line. Now some defence there by Yu Kwai, side by side. We've seen the outside move almost work. Got to tough it out over there if you're going to do it. And that's what was being tried there by Lee Kong. Has to drop back in though. But immediately, look, as soon as they start fighting, look what happens. They've dropped a couple of three cars lengths away from Toy Lue, who is looking at the back of that white car in second position. Is it my imagination, or they're catching the leader? I think Daniel Liu might be catching our leader, Leo Ye. So has he still got performance in himself, in the car and in the Michelin tyres? My goodness, this could be a grandstand finish. The top five separated now by a little over 3 seconds, and a second and a half of that is between first and second. Let's keep an eye on the timings as they come across the line. Leo Ye then leads it. The gap remains about the same as he goes across the line. In fact, it's almost identical. Last lap board has gone out. So just under 4 kilometres, 2.5 miles. And the battle for third and fourth, well, they went so far off the track there at turn four, they're going to have to show their passes to get back in. An extraordinary piece of driving by both of them. I suppose the stewards will say that neither of them gained an advantage on the other, so that will probably be overlooked. But that's the battle at the moment for fourth and fifth, my apologies. Yu Kwai and Ling Kong, and they are side by side again. Oh, beautiful manoeuvre around the outside. Ling Kong has gone deep though, brake very late indeed. Is that the opportunity for Yu Kwai to come back? They're side by side, they touch once, they almost touch a second time. Oh, just pulling away. The orange car down the inside. Now that was off the track and that was gaining advantage. So smart move by Ling Kong, who drops back. Quarter of a lap to go. Round five surely going the way of pole man Leo Ye. But where are the minor places going? Looks like Daniel Yu and Toy Ue will join him on the podium. Huge black lines of Michelin rubber being laid out of that left hand corner. Two corners to go for the leader. The battle for fourth and fifth. But it's redemption in the second of three races this weekend at Ningbo International Speedway for Leo Ye. He takes maximum points by 2 seconds from Daniel Liu in second. Toyue comes home in third and just holding on by under 0.4 seconds to fourth position. The number 99, the orange car of Yu Kuai. Ling Kong in fifth, still waiting for Max Visser to come through. He was a good 20 seconds back from that leading group of five. Bajin Long will take the Pro-Am by 5 seconds in the end after that good scrap in the middle portion of the race with Ming Hung in the Toro Racing number 66. Eric Kwong eased his pace towards the end, drops out of the top 10 but takes his fifth of six races victories this week, this weekend and this season, and he'll take the Am category ahead of Henry Kwong, who fought his way into second position. Good to see Jackie Wu will come through to the end as well after his car didn't get to the start of the first race, got to the starting grid, the formation lap, but not much further. So Ningbo International Speed Park will host a further race this weekend, tomorrow morning. Try and join us for that. But our overall and pro category winner, Leo Ye, did what he couldn't do in round five, hold on to the lead, and actually developed it, didn't he, over that race. I thought that was a nicely judged race by the leader. And now winner in that number 22, BD Group, Leo Ye. So confirmation there, it's your top three. BD Group from Team Jepson from Porsche Holding, 3 seconds between them. Yu Kuai, Team Star Chase in fourth position from Ling Kong and Mai Dong Racing. Just couldn't get there in the end. Max Weiser fought his way back to a rather distant sixth position. Bajin Long takes the Pro-Am category from Min Hong and Shobiwan in third, and right in the middle of that battle, Quan Bo for Ivan Gray Capital in eighth position. Look at Eric Kwong, 11th position for Kitty World. He's the best of the AM drivers ahead of a charging Nathan Liu Wenlu and the rest of the AM drivers following through. It's Henry Kwong in second place in the AM category. Well, a hot, humid day weather-wise, and an absolute scorcher on the track with great battling all the way through. Another win for a driver who perfectly judged the pace of the race. We saw it with Daniel Liu Wenlong in round five. We've seen it again with Leo Ye in round six. Those two will be side by side for round seven tomorrow morning from Ningbo International Speedway. I reckon it'll be worth watching. Don't count out Toi Lue either. That's number 86 car's been fast all weekend. And I'm sure that in his heart of hearts, he'll want to be mixing it with the two drivers who finished ahead of him this time. There'll be moderate celebrations tonight with another race to come tomorrow. But so far, for the two drivers who have started both races on the front row, it's one win apiece. Who will take the third one tomorrow?